compulsive shopping, an addiction, or just something to get under control. For some, shopping is a pleasant pastime as long as they have enough money to pay for their purchases. For others, unfortunately, shopping can spiral out of control and become as serious and destructive as other addictions like alcoholism, drug abuse, and compulsive gambling. Research has shown that compulsive shopping, like other addictions, causes the physical effect of a high when brain chemicals such as endorphins and dopamine are released, causing pleasurable sensations. These sensations make shopping hard to resist and thus the habit hard to kick. What are the warning signs of a shopping addiction, or as it is sometimes called, shopaholism? First, just as alcoholics tend to hide their bottles, shopaholics commonly hide their purchases. Shopaholics often lie to people in their families about how much money they've spent. Second, the problem is long-lived or chronic, meaning that the behavior doesn't occur just once or twice a year. Rather, it's a continuous problem that repeats itself over and over. Third, shopaholics, like many people, purchase items on impulse. But unlike other people, who sometimes splurge and pick up an impulse item like a sweater they don't need, shopaholics might buy 10 sweaters at once. Fourth, as with any addiction, a problem exists when the behavior has obvious consequences: going into debt, going shopping instead of taking care of family or work responsibilities, or uncontrollable spending that may deprive others in the family of money needed for other things. What can shopaholics do to get help? For some, simple self-help and group programs can be effective. For others, whose addiction results from underlying depression, seeing a psychotherapist or a physician can help them reduce the need to shop compulsively. Thankfully, most people are able to splurge or buy things on impulse from time to time without being addicts. However, if you are concerned you may be a compulsive shopper, here are some tips that can help. Shop with a list. It keeps you focused on the things you really need and want, and it can prevent you from getting distracted by impulse items and going overboard, buying a lot of unneeded things. Avoid sales and special offers. Spending any money on something you don't need is overspending, even if it's a bargain. Remember, special offers are a way for shop owners to get you into the store or onto their website. Follow the thinking time rule. Don't buy things on the spot. Force yourself to wait a day or two before making an expensive purchase, or do some comparison shopping. You may find you don't want the item after all, or you may find it at a much better price. Try to be aware of your motivations when you shop. Don't go shopping when you're angry or upset. In the long run, the problems that upset you in the first place will still be there.